Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. We are kicking off the third hour of the program. You can bring up anything you want. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. And you can join us online anytime. Just head on over to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the various features that we have waiting for you there at freetalklive.com. Of course, you've probably heard that I've been convicted by a jury of 8 different counts of completely victimless so-called crimes. And I'm scheduled to be sentenced on that in April on the 14th. Letters are welcome, and thank you to everyone who has so far written one. Definitely appreciate it. Letters to the judge, to be clear.
Right.
His name is Joseph LaPlante, and all things considered, he was better judge than I expected. I'd heard the horror stories. We talked in detail about the Ross Ulbricht case where that judge wouldn't even allow the defense to put on a defense. And it was like a totally corrupt situation from top to bottom. I felt like LaPlante was at least fair as far as how he handled the case. He seemed to play it pretty evenly to both sides. So hopefully he will be similarly fair in his sentencing, which again is coming up. We are going to appeal all of the 8 counts, so there is that. There's a possibility, I would say a good possibility, I'll be able to stay out on pending the appeal, so I may not actually have to report to any kind of prison, even if there is a prison sentence given on April 14th. But your letters may assist if, for instance, you've done something, you know, that gives your opinion a little more weight. Maybe you've worked for the military or some government agency. Don't forget to mention that in your letter. It certainly doesn't hurt. And don't use your letters as an opportunity to, like, go off about, you know, what you think about the government. That's not going to help the situation either. So better to stay focused on how I might have helped you in your life or how I have helped the community, for instance. Focus on those things. You can learn more as well as get the address over at letters.freetalklive.com. The address is 63 Emerald Street, number 610. In Keene, New Hampshire, 03431. Again, you can go to letters.freetalklive.com or just, and again, you'll get all the instructions there. If you feel like you're pretty good with what you want to send, just print it out, sign it, make sure you got your contact information on there in case the judge wants to reach out to you for some reason and send it over. If you want to send a draft copy, if you feel better doing that, you can email it to me. But the details are at letters.freetalklive.com. We certainly appreciate it.
Yeah, I wrote one, and I encourage everybody to write one. Please do. I wouldn't just encourage you. I would beseech you to do so. Please take the time to write a letter to Ian.
To me. Yeah.
Yeah. Letter for Ian to Judge LaPlante. But one thing that I would say is that I had one line in there that was the mildest of critiques of sort of the jury and their decisions.
Just can't help yourself, can you?
It's hard, and like any of us, I think it's hard. And
sure.
What I'm saying is I removed it. I removed it because it's not going to do any good, and it's only going to cause the things that I say to be discounted. And I'm trying to get something across, so I'm going to, you know, say the things that would be helpful in this circumstance. I am flabbergasted by the result, but, you know, that's the result.
I have not written a letter. I'm going to.
I don't think
that
co-defendant letters are really useful in this.
No, it obviously it wouldn't be. It would never make it to the judge, and probably never make it to even your attorney because it would be useless. However, I think it would be a good gesture for me to do. So
I
intend to.
I appreciate the thought, and you could I wouldn't tell you can't.
Right.
I don't expect it's going to get through the.
I 100% am positive it wouldn't.
Yeah.
But that wouldn't really be the point.
Let's go to the phones here. We got Joe on the line in Maryland. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead, Joe.
Yeah, how you doing?
Welcome, sir.
How you doing, Mark?
You're on the air.
Okay, I'd like to talk about three fighters for justice on the level of the Lone Ranger. First of all, let's talk about Robert Cesaro, who is facing 20 years, FBI agent, for destroying evidence in the case of State Senator John Woods of Arkansas. Now, Mr. Cesaro, in his fight for justice, claimed he erased the evidence by accident. But it was later found out that he hired a computer expert to erase the evidence. So he was facing 20 years. Now, Mr. Cesaro's lawyer said, well, I would have cited cases of two other foreign agents that work for the FBI, such as FBI lawyer Kevin Kleinsmith, who got 1 year probation for altering evidence in Russiagate. Cesaro also cited another foreign agent, William Tisby, who got a suspended 1 year sentence for probation when he came in the case against Missouri Governor Eric Gretchens, and he was found totally innocent. But he also faced, he also got a year's probation.
I'm not sure what are you getting at here, Joe? Are you saying that these FBI agents are getting light sentences compared to what any of the rest of us would get?
What I'm getting at is the FBI agents are corrupt and they manipulate evidence.
Sure, okay. And then they get a slap on the hand?
Right. Okay, and here's some proof. I got some proof here. Former FBI crime lab scientist Fred Whitehurst. Now, he became a whistleblower, and he told John Kelly and Philip Warner he gave evidence, or not evidence, but testimony in their book, Tainted Evidence, behind the evidence at the FBI crime labs, that they had altered evidence in so many cases, and some of the big cases that the FBI altered the evidence in was the Unabomber, O.J. Simpson, and the Oklahoma bombing cases.
So you're saying they had a guy that worked at the crime lab in this book all about, like, he's telling all, essentially, saying that the FBI has been manipulating evidence and this is not uncommon.
Right. But here it is. The inspector general found Whitehurst's allegations to be substantiated. So these are our fighters for justice who went against you.
I mean, I'm not at all surprised. I thought it was sort of, I mean, the idea of the FBI or any law enforcement agent as being, you know, these shining symbols of justice and honor and truth.
Like the Lone Ranger, of course. They did everything so well.
Well, I don't know anything about the Lone Ranger, but I know that's certainly the mythology that a lot of Americans buy into, especially in regards to the FBI, that, you know, they're the bravest of the brave and the most honorable among the honorable. But we as libertarians, we know better. They're just flesh and blood creatures who want power, they have power, and they abuse that power.
That's what happens with people with power. Joe, thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate the story. The number here is 603-283-6160. Just more, you know, to pile on the already existing tons of, you know, stories about corruption within the FBI.
Yeah, it's limitless.
Yeah, I mean, we found in the Crypto 6 case, under testimony, the head agent in the case, Agent Catherine Thibault, basically got caught in a lie on the stand where she said at one point that there was supposed to be a call-out per the warrant to search this property. And a call-out meant that they would, like, yell outside or through a megaphone or something like, all right, we got the place surrounded. You got 60 seconds or whatever to, you know, to come on out. And, of course, the video didn't show any sort of thing like that.
Their call-out was a grenade.
Yeah. Yeah.
It showed a call out. It was a man throwing a grenade.
I don't think that qualifies. But so then she had to admit later that, oh, well, she wasn't actually there when they breached the house. She was down the street, so she couldn't testify as to whether or not the call out actually occurred, even though she insisted that it had happened.
I mean, how much time are they legally required to give
before
it's not a call out? Because, I mean, they can say they, you know, knocked on my door if they want, and I don't have, I mean, it's pretty clear from the footage I had that they didn't do that, but if they just knocked on my door and said, Aria, open up, or whatever, and then just immediately battered the door down.
Yeah. For, how much time do you get?
Yeah, and I wouldn't have woke up anyway, because it was 6 o'clock in the morning at an unreasonable hour in the middle of winter.
All right, so open phones here.
I would say this regarding it. It is true. While all the things that you say is true, I didn't see anything that looked like doctored evidence in this case. I didn't see anything that I thought was, oh, there's a blatant lie or anything like that. I saw the interpretations of the evidence that were incorrect.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously the jury believed what I consider to be incorrect interpretations of the evidence. But I didn't see anything that I would have considered doctored evidence. Would you, Ian?
No, I can't say I saw anything doctored. We certainly would have talked about it if something like that had come up. Certainly they cherry-picked and they took things out of context. And these are probably more the prosecutors than anyone else that did
Absolutely.
That. In order to paint a certain picture that wasn't really true to the jury. But that aside, there's news we can get into here. Aria, you've got a story about the M&Ms. Who knew that there were male and female M&Ms, apparently, and that's causing some controversy.
I knew there were male and female M&Ms because I remember when they introduced the green M&M, she was very obviously female, right?
It's a piece of candy that has, like, what, eyelashes and a female voice?
Yeah, they did something.
An anthropomorphized piece of candy.
Right, which is, it says a lot about human beings that we can actually just give it some arbitrary characteristics, like, I think, eyelashes.
That's literally it, right? I saw the picture.
And maybe she wore high heels or something, but...
Oh, okay.
The eyes had sort of eye shadow on them and were squinty as opposed to the big round male eyes of the yellow M&M and the red M&M.
Wasn't she, like, sexualized at the beginning? Or wasn't there something like that going on?
There was some previous controversy before this one. Of some kind of campaign to, quote-unquote, keep the green M&M sexy?
Yeah, I thought so. And then, like, look, if
whatever
you're looking at this round piece of candy with bizarre legs and arms and the word sexy comes to mind, I'm concerned about you for many reasons. And yeah, that I'm still concerned about these people. Even in this new controversy, they're not saying the agreement is sexy now. We're moving on from that. But
yeah, this is different.
It's no less concerning that, and I got to admit, this is one of these divisive pieces where Fox News is like, we're outraged and we're led to believe that this is widespread. That conservatives throughout the United States, they're outraged. And look at them. They're so silly being upset over these M&Ms. The reality is only Fox News cares about this. I sincerely doubt anyone out there is like, how dare they do this to my M&Ms?
I really felt like I missed out. You know, like I didn't see any Starbucks coffee cup stories this year. I didn't go looking either. I'm sure that somebody wrote one. But, you know, how the Starbucks is out to destroy Christmas and all that sort of thing. This is bread and butter for Fox and this kind of media ilk. And I feel like this is what I get for waiting. Is I get this M&M story instead.
Sure.
It is getting coverage outside of Fox.
Yeah,
whether it's
got
the same sort of breathless, oh my god, kind of coverage, I don't know.
I'm sure it's getting coverage outside. I mean, we're covering it, and we're not Fox News, right? However, I don't think the average person out there on Facebook or Twitter is actually upset about this. I suspect that us talking about the reaction to it is probably the only actual... I don't know how to explain that. Anyway, so M&M's is making a statement with its latest candy pack, which features an all-female set of characters, including purple, its newest edition.
Now, I can understand, before you go on with the story here, we're going to get into what this statement is, but I can understand the position that this is just candy, okay?
Yeah.
Do you need to be making a damn political statement with your new bags of candy that are coming out? Can we just keep the candy separate from the politics? Like, I can totally understand that particular perspective here. It's divisive. It's unnecessarily divisive to go, essentially go woke, which is, I think, what they're trying to say here.
I don't know if it's...
Well,
go ahead, Mark.
Yeah, it's not the candy. It's the anthropomorphization. So if M&M's decides to make a bunch of candies and anthropomorphize them, and they're all male, then that says something about our society, about the M&M Mars company. It says something about a lot of things. Now, I don't know what it says, and it's up for interpretation. Maybe what you're saying is that violence, i.e. eating candy, is acceptable against males, and it's not acceptable against females. Or maybe what it's saying is that when you think of a human being, you immediately think of a male, which, of course, suggests a patriarchal society. I don't know what any of this stuff is, but
is
I'm willing to
say... Is this the place of M&M's, Mars Corporation, to make a political comment about, you know, why women need to flip the status quo, which is what they're going to say here on the M&M bags? I mean,
I don't know what... It's their marketing.
I don't want to interject, though.
It's clearly working.
And point out that... whatever it would say about society that, you know, we anthropomorphized M&Ms and we made them all men, they did that, right?
Mm-hmm.
The two original M&Ms, they were men, and they were exclusive of women, and I don't remember anyone standing around going, this is exclusive of women. And
where's
we
the women?
This,
we need
right?
a female M&M.
Right, and once it became popular... They made the green one female, like the Smurfette of M&M's. There's only one.
But,
right?
But that doesn't mean it says nothing about society that they created two characters to represent M&M's and they were both men. It says something, as you point out, right?
But did anyone care about that back in the day?
No, and I'm not saying they should have. I'm just saying...
Well, I didn't care about this until the story was brought up either. So now I care a little bit, and that is a benefit to M&M's of Mars.
I guess.
It looks like they've gotten around the controversy.
But do you care enough to go and buy the M&M's? That's the question. Are you going to go and buy the new supporting women M&M's package?
No, I'm not. But if I buy M&M's, I wouldn't care what they put on the packaging. It wouldn't matter to me at all. I think that companies should take their marketing where they can get it. And if this is a unqualified success, in my opinion, for M&M Mars Company. Remember Subaru back, I think it was the 90s, discovered that lesbians preferred their car over other cars. And they began to market to lesbians. I don't have a problem with that. By all means, if those are the people buying your cars, then sell to the people, you know, pitch to the catchers.
So candy maker Mars announced that the limited edition all-female pack.
Limited edition. Collect them all.
It's not an all-female pack because there aren't genders. M&Ms don't have genders.
They're female if they say they are.
But they're candy. They don't have genders.
That's the point, right?
What if they made them as candy genitals, and then they would certainly have genders, right?
Yeah. They didn't do that. They haven't gone that far yet.
I would say no, but that's irrelevant. It will include only purple, brown, and green, the candy's trio of female characters who are upside down on the package to, quote, celebrate women everywhere who are flipping the status quo. The packs
what does that even mean?
I have no idea, man. They're flipping the table upside down, I guess.
It's empowering dialogue. It's empowering dialogue to make them look edgy.
I guess. Purple, the spokes candy, announced last year. What? And the first new M&M's character in a decade is a purple peanut M&M, which is the worst of the M&M's. The peanut butter one's not so bad, but the peanut M&M's, who wants nuts in their candy?
I don't know. Some people do. Some people really love chocolate with nuts in it.
I guess, man. Okay. According to the brand, she is a singer who forgoes high heels for lace-up boots and has a quirky, confident personality. This is a piece of candy. Mm. And CNN put an advertisement right literally on top of the article. So I have to finish in the middle of a sentence because they covered it up with an ad. Power of fun to create purposeful connections as we work to create a world where everyone feels they belong, said Gabrielle Wesley, chief marketing officer. I presume this is why they did it. The first half of the sentence is lost to this advertisement, but it's to create purposeful connections as we work to create a world where everyone feels they belong, whatever that means. And again, we're talking about M&Ms here. We're talking about candy.
I mean, that sounds really nice.
It sounds really nice, but it's obviously bloviating nonsense. I mean, if I don't feel like I belong, and maybe I don't. Maybe right now at this moment, I don't feel like I belong. What is M&M's, the company, going to do about that? Like,
nothing.
Make me feel like I belong, candy company.
They're going to change their packaging, and that's it.
In and of itself, nothing, Mark. But, you know, it's different for you, and I hate saying this, but it's different from you being a straight cis white dude because you're represented everywhere. But it would mean something to me on some level not to see a trans M&M, but to see some sort of trans representation in media. And I don't know what it would mean. It would be life-changing.
Trans representation, don't you just want female representation? I mean, isn't your goal not to be trans, but your goal is, in fact, to be a woman?
My goal is irrelevant. I am, in fact, trans.
Okay.
So there's no goal or objective or target here.
I would push back against the notion that somehow you're special because of trans, or more special because of trans.
I never use the word special.
Okay. Well, what I'm saying is that you're feeling some kind of, bolstering of your personality if there's a trans person represented. I'm just saying, where are the ex-convict M&Ms? I mean, here I am for the last 25 years. I've been an ex-convict. And by the way, I'm discriminated against legally. You know, pretty much every other group has, no discrimination is allowed. I'd, on the other hand, it's just fine. And they don't have ex-convict M&Ms.
That's a great point. They don't care about you. You're not going to get your own packaging.
I don't feel like I belong.
Yeah, and I'm not going to get into the victim Olympics with you, Mark. But the packs come
in. Thank God, because you can't win this one.
No, he makes a good point. They clearly are never going to make everybody feel good with their product, right?
Like, no, and I'm not trying to suggest they would. All I wanted to do was make the point that it would mean something on some level. It means something to that little black girl when she sees a black mermaid on Disney. I'm not saying it should or shouldn't, but it means something. It lets her know that, you know, they're... I don't know what it lets her know, but it means something. It's special to her.
Yeah, I really don't care about
it. It means something to me when I see people who have been in trouble with the law manage to turn their lives around and be successful. I've got to say it. It absolutely does mean that. But somebody patronizing me with a piece of candy wouldn't do any good at all.
Yeah, I really don't care about a black mermaid. You know, Disney can make their characters whatever they want to make them. But when we're talking about candy trying to act like they're making some sort of global impact for good, and it's just like, you guys just want to sell more candy. You just think you're going to sell more candy by doing this. That's all this is. There's more coming up.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
U.S. USA News Update. 16 people reported dead as atmospheric river storms continue to drench populated areas of California. In Monterey County Monday, David Peppel, his wife Jeannie, and their dog had to be airlifted to safety after their Arroyo Seco home was surrounded by water. In a basket at the bottom of a cable, it was David's first ever helicopter ride.
When I watched my wife, she spun around a little bit when she got to the top. But when I got to the top, we really spun to where I closed my eyes the last 10 seconds probably.
More storms are on the way into the weekend. The search continues for a suspect in a mass stabbing at McDonald's just outside of Washington, D.C. Three people were stabbed inside the fast food restaurant about 6:45 this morning in Silver Spring, Maryland. So far, it's believed the suspects knew the victims who were eating breakfast at the time. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
You can follow us on our Odyssey channel as well if you want to get the latest video archives of Free Talk Live. You can do that over at video.freetalklive.com. That is video.freetalklive.com. It's Ian, Aria, and Mark here as we continue. We've been talking about the M&Ms, the latest controversy over M&Ms.
Well, because Fox is calling it a controversy, but not like we talked about. I'm not sure there's any sort of actual controversy here.
Absolutely there is, because people get really upset over these sorts of things. I'm not saying I'm upset about it, but I could definitely see conservatives losing their S over this particular thing. And I don't think they're necessarily wrong from a principled standpoint. I think it's silly to get all upset over it. It's just a company taking a political position. But I get the point that they shouldn't. Like, the M&M's Corporation
as Mark pointed out, it's just marketing for them. So
that's the thing. The question is, what M&M's has to decide is this marketing going to benefit them more than it is going to hurt them? Because obviously there's some people that are going to take offense to what they've done here. For listeners just tuning in, we're talking about some new packaging that the M&M's company is coming out with about, quote-unquote, supporting women, which there's nothing wrong with that, flipping the status quo. And so it's definitely taking kind of like this you know, girl power, woke kind of perspective. And anytime a company takes sort of a political position like this, they have to be bargaining that they think it's going to be worth more than it costs them, right? So are they going to – they're going to lose some sales. They're going to lose sales to the conservatives who are just like, you know what? I can go get my chocolate candies from the local grocery store and I'll buy the generic version. I don't need to buy M&Ms to get these. And then there's other people who will say, oh, you know, I haven't bought M&Ms in a while, but I like that they're supporting women, flipping the status quo, and they're going to give money. Apparently it's a dollar from each pack from these special limited edition packages. A dollar will go towards so-called women empowerment organizations, including She Is the Music and We Are Moving the Needle. And I did check into these organizations just out of curiosity, and they are both apparently they're both helping women in the recording industry.
But so, as you point out, these are there's no substance here for a person to get upset about. All they did was change the packaging a little bit, and they released a bag of M&Ms that only has three colors in it versus the five colors
or whatever.
The
worst colors, by the way. Some of the most boring colors. Purple.
Sure.
And
but there's
brown.
Not even a flavor standpoint to yeah. get upset about here because all the M&Ms taste the same. It's literally just a color. So, I mean, what is there for anyone to be upset about or
well,
even happy about?
They're trotting out the whole thing where women in the entertainment industry have to live up to different standards than men do. And that's true. I mean, there's a lot of ugly guys in the entertainment industry, specifically in the music industry, mm-hmm. and there's not a lot of unattractive women. And that's because women have to not only have a good voice, but they have to be good looking too, whereas men have to have, you know, the talent and the voice, but not necessarily the good looks.
We can talk more about this coming up here. I've got Neil on the line in Arizona, though. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead, Neil. Listening to K-Talks.
Yeah, that place in Honduras, More, M-O-R-A-Z-A-N dot city. Is there a dot com after that, first of all?
No. That's the URLs. They've got one of those special URLs.
Okay, can you tell me what the lifestyle is like over there? Like you said, you wouldn't walk to the store at night. Is the store close enough to walk to during the day? And can you get
no.
the kinds of groceries we're accustomed to getting to here? Can you get beef? How many square feet are those little apartments?
I don't know so for one, they use metric down here, so but I would say that maybe 600 or 700 square feet for the two-bedroom, one-bath apartments that are less than $500 for a, you know, for all your expenses. That's internet, that's power, that's water, that's all of that stuff. Obviously, some people use more power than others. Some people are going to want more air conditioning than others, and so that it depends. This isn't where this thing is not a walking community. I mean, the inside of it is the just slightly less than 1 square mile that is encased in a wall. That is a walking community, but there's really only 64 housing units, one of which has a little store in it, and then there's a couple of industrial units. This isn't this isn't mature as a city. This isn't a global community.
When you go to the grocery store, do you feel like you're shopping in a third world country?
There are high-end grocery stores. There are little shacks on the side of the road with fruit. You can get what you want. It, I've been to the grocery store, and I've seen all kinds of different things, and pretty much everything I want is there. So it is a third world country, so you are, in fact, shopping in a third world country. But mostly the groceries, I would think, as cheap as delivery is around here, and it's very inexpensive, I would think that it would make more sense to send somebody to get your stuff in most cases.
And my final question would be, is it anywhere close to a beach?
No. No, it's not really at all. I do have a property we're working on for, that's close to a beach, and there's another ZA that's close to a beach, but the property I'm talking about isn't. This is, in my opinion, really just for the hardcore libertarians who want to see what a private city would look like. And I think it's very much that, but it's not really intended to be a resort, or it's nothing close to a resort.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Hey,
but if you want to know more about it, you can email me at mark@freetalklive.com. I'll forward you on to somebody who can handle it.
And Aria, if you make it on the air here Sunday, I'll be listening.
Okay, great. It definitely wouldn't be this Sunday. Like, I work and, 6 o'clock or whatever the time was. I don't have it in front of me at the moment.
It would be after the top of the hour break when we come back at 5:06 Sunday time. California, your time.
Yeah. I work in food service, and that's dinner time, which means you don't pull off the floor to go make a phone call in the middle of dinner rush.
I forgot to give that to you. You're referring, by the way, Neil, to a trans host of a show out in Needles, California on KTOX. You've sort of given Aria an invitation to reach out, and I did give her that contact information. Neil, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it. The number here, if you want to join us, 603-283-6160. Let's continue here. David is in New Mexico. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead, David.
That's the Miss Rob Hansen show on KTOX. Or Kotex or whatever it is.
All right.
And be sure to tell Rob hello from David in New Mexico.
How are you doing today, David?
I'm doing bitching. And I'm calling and I'm bitching, just bitching. And then later I'm going to go out bitching. Speaking of that, I support women too. Stand behind them, give them a big hug from behind, kind of little cup there on each side. That helps, man. Supports them really good. And I wanted to ask
Mark. Spoken like a single dude.
Like a single dude that's just out there bitching, just racking them up. Oh, racking, a wrong word, David.
David, what is with you and the word bitching?
Oh, that comes from Aria. Aria, because I call it a bitch, remember? So I'm bitching.
Okay. Okay. All right. Yeah. So what are you calling about tonight? Actually,
bitching. You go fishing and you go bitching. But bitching's got like three different meanings. I'm doing bitching like Cheech and Chong, and then I'm calling on the show and I'm bitching, and then later I'm gonna go out bitching like you go out fishing. You know that? So
how about that? I learned something tonight, David.
Yeah, and so I wanted to ask Mark about Honduras, but there's too many other things. Like the reason that lesbians want Subarus is because they got room for their dogs back there. Their own and their girlfriend's dog. That's why you got to have a Subaru.
That's the first time I've heard that one.
And the value-added tax is probably not the right phrase for what your purpose, what you're looking for. Like New Mexico does not have a sales tax. New Mexico has a gross receipts tax, which is similar to a value-added tax in some ways, but it's not a value-added tax.
Hmm.
It's a gross receipts tax, and that's the word that you're looking for, and that's the word that the phrase that your caller was to which was referring, not a value-added tax earlier in the program. And I would...
Well, what is a gross receipts tax?
That just means sales is retail. Gross receipts includes people who are not retail. So if a wholesaler sells to a wholesaler, B2B, that's taxed at the same percent, or not necessarily the same, but typically the same, like 4% or 8% or whatever the percent is for that application. So like your caller said, 1% tax on every time that goods move and money replaces.
So how is a gross receipts tax, if it affects wholesale purchases, how is it different from a value-added tax?
Value-added tax, you have to add value. A gross receipts, all you have to do is transfer possession. You don't need to add a value to it. Is my understanding, but I am not. Once again, I'm not a proctologist, an expert in examining anuses and rectum.
So when you go down there and you buy something at a store as just a person buying something, you get hit with the gross receipts tax at the retail level.
Yeah. Yes. When you go to the store, it's not a sales tax; it's a gross receipts tax. However, it might as well. If you go to the store, you might as well view it.
So this may be one of the reasons why New Mexico is one of the most impoverished states, because they have one of the worst taxes.
Yeah, that is exactly the allegation by those that are on the right, those that are conservative, however you want to describe them, is that the fact that New Mexico has a gross receipts tax and not an inconsequential gross receipts tax, like 1%. Could be argued to be, they have a substantial gross receipts tax. So every time that somebody supplies a good or service, And that's the other thing, too, is it's applied to services, not just goods. So if you go to the barber shop or get a massage or whatever, or a lawyer, you know, you go to a lawyer.
And what is it? You said 4%, 8%. What's the actual number?
It's like 8%.
Wow.
It's like between 8 and 9%.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it's crazy. And that is the exact allegation why business does not come to New Mexico. They can't afford it. And so then one has to speculate that the powers that be in the state of New Mexico apparently do not want business, do not want commerce in the state of New Mexico, and the way that they keep them out is by having a high gross receipts tax.
Makes
that
sense.
That is the allegation.
All right, David, your question about Honduras. Go ahead.
No, well, actually, I'm gonna wait for a different day because there's something else as well. Two things. One, I wanted to know, Mark, what did you have to do to get your passport back?
I never lost it.
Oh, really? How? Well, explain that to me. How does, if one gets convicted of a felony, was this in part of a sentencing? Was this a bargaining thing where you never lost your civil rights?
When I was 18 years old, I never had a passport at that time. I got out of prison in 1998, and one of the first things I did, like within 2 months, was go to the county clerk's office and get my passport the first time. Mm. I didn't have to fill out anything special or anything like that. And I went on a cruise with my mom, sort of a thank, you know, just a celebration. And that was in 1998. This is my third passport that I currently have, and there has never been a question as to whether or not I could have a passport the entire time. So if there's a problem with a felon getting a passport, it's unbeknownst to me.
Thank you for the call tonight. I think the problem comes in with other countries that don't want to allow felons to come in. Canada, of course, would be an example of that. Japan, as we learned the hard way for you, Mark, was another example of that.
Yeah, the Japan story is still one of the worst experiences I think I've heard of a person encountering.
I'll say this is Canada was worse than Japan because I actually spent the night in jail in Canada for having entered because they had to run me through their little process and officially kick me out. Whereas Japan, they held me in like a little room. They told me I had to sit there, but the door was open and I went through their little process. Probably didn't take an hour.
And then they got you on a flight leaving. Basically.
Yeah. Quite a violation of your rights.
They did steal a half gallon, or they caused me to have to throw away a half gallon of maple syrup that I was bringing for a friend because of their process, which annoyed me to no end.
Did they actually put it in a garbage can, or did they just say they were going to?
I don't know what they did with it. I sincerely hope they took it home.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's a nice gift for somebody. Let's continue here. Sarah's on the line in New Mexico. Go ahead, Sarah. Sarah?
Yes, are you with me?
Uh-huh, go ahead.
Sarah, are you okay? That was the most deflated, dejected yes I've ever heard from you. It's always, yes!
I was just out of breath. I was walking around.
She's walking.
So, Amy, you heard that they shot up six public servants' houses in the last month or since December? Well, they caught a suspect. So they know it's the same bullet that shot through all, it's the same gun. And they have a suspect, but they're keeping it a secret until they're for sure, because it ruins the detective work, right? So,
hold on, they arrested somebody or they have a suspect?
I don't know how they do it. They pretty much they got somebody that has they found him with this gun that matches a bullet, so the bullet size and the casing whatever that. So they think it's one guy, but they shot up like six politicians' houses. So,
well, Sarah, it's worth pointing out that you can't just look at a gun and say, yep, that matches that bullet, unless you're just talking about a caliber size. I mean, if you're doing an actual match, a forensics match on a weapon, you need to, you know, test it and try it. It's not something you can just eyeball. And so I'm curious as to whether or not you're saying that, you know, some guy had a 9mm.
Well, I don't know, but I'm sure that they had witnesses. I mean, they saw this guy. I mean, they have witnesses, videos, cameras, or somebody saw somebody coming, a car or something like that, where they narrowed it down, but they cannot announce, they cannot say that who somebody is, because he might run off to another country or...
So they're going to let this person who they believe shot up a place or shot up six politicians' houses just be free? Is that right?
Well, I mean, I don't know. Well, I don't know what stage they're in.
Do you think this person did it?
Yeah, well, they found a gun that matches all the bullet hole sizing. So, and then they probably had witnesses, and they're asking for more tips.
Do you think this person did it?
I'm surprised it's not a group of people. It was just one guy. And then they didn't shoot anybody.
Well, if it was more than one people, it would have certainly been 10 FBI agents.
So, Sarah, where did they find this gun?
This was on his premises. So they must have got
on whose premises?
They're not letting people know.
So, wait, they didn't arrest the guy?
I don't know how they did it.
Do you know anything about this story?
Where did you hear this?
On the KLB TV news.
And you didn't do a good job listening, apparently. Yeah, because
you have no details about this story. What are you calling in to talk about tonight, Sarah?
Well, they cannot announce who that person is, so he might run off.
That doesn't make any sense. It doesn't make sense.
The police could say that they have a suspect. I don't know why they would telegraph that they have a suspect when they have not yet arrested him.
But she's saying, though, they have the gun that they got from the supposed suspect. It's like, why would you not have made the arrest at that point if you, I don't know.
Well, if he's going to run off, he knows they're looking into him if they took his gun to test it.
So you would think they would arrest him.
I think that revealing is, I don't think they should reveal his name until, at the very least, they're willing to arrest the guy. Because remember, in this country, we still presume innocence until a jury finds a person guilty.
That's why I asked Sarah if she thinks this person did it, because even though she knows nothing about this case, I'm positive that Sarah would say yes, she thinks this person's guilty.
She is that kind of person. Thank you, Sarah, for the call tonight. I definitely appreciate it. The number again, 603-283-6160.
It's so bizarre how Sarah repeatedly calls in to talk about stories, and she doesn't know the first thing about the story that she wants to talk about.
But we do know about M&Ms.
And we do. I've been eating some M&Ms in the last few days. I've been on a chocolate thing. It's to do with depression and dopamine and serotonin, all that crap.
Did you read the story that says that almost all the dark chocolate out there, and all milk chocolate has dark chocolate in it, that's how it got to be milk chocolate, has heavy metals?
It's worth it.
What are the heavy metals supposed to do, Mark? What's like the bad part about that?
Well, all I can tell you is that there is no safe amount of lead. Mm-hmm. And lead's not uncommon in many of the sort of countries where they grow cacao. And that's what, of course, the ingredient is to chocolate. So it can, you know, it's combusted in the lead gasoline is combusted in the car. And it goes up into the atmosphere, falls down onto the ground, and then is drawn up into these plants. Mm. Now...
I mean, it sounds horrible,
but it's not chocolate. Good.
I mean,
but so these are like
do you want
micro,
me to give up chocolate?
We're talking about like micro amounts of metals, right?
Well, there's no safe amount of this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want people to give up chocolate? I mean, it's probably not just in the cacao either. It's probably in bananas and oranges.
You can't give up everything, that's for sure. And I don't know the specifics, but I do know there was a story that was out very recently that said that essentially every dark chocolate tested had heavy metals of some sort, and it was different metals for different types of chocolate and the different things, you know. Just it was an interesting news story.
Well, it sounds horrifying, but...
I stopped eating the daily amount of dark chocolate that I was eating as sort of a, you know, half-treat, half-medicinal thing going on. Just decided, nope, I'm going to give that up.
Yeah, I should definitely just take some SSRIs, right? selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors, I think, antidepressants, meds that turn people into mass shooters and things like that, instead of just eating some chocolate.
So wait, chocolate is known for helping with depression? Is that a thing?
I believe so.
Helps with hers.
I don't know if it's anecdotal or not, but I mean, it causes dopamine to be released in the brain, and that's...
Mark, you said you were taking it for medicinal reasons, and now you're not. What was your medicinal reason for taking it?
Oh, they were just saying that chocolate was good for you. I mean, you know, I take all kinds of things that sound like they're good for you.
So they said it was good for you. Now they are saying it has heavy metal in it. So,
yep, that sounds right.
What's the truth about this stuff?
Well, there's always these sorts of things, but did I really need two or three pieces of dark chocolate every day?
Yeah, probably not.
Yeah.
Was it hurting you? Was it making you happy? Was it adding value to your life?
It wasn't really doing that. I mean, it literally was a sort of half treat, half medicinal, and I can get the treat in any way I want. You know, I can have a nectarine, I can have a banana, and I'd be just as happy.
Okay.
So is Eminem actually trying to kill women by putting out this new promo that says that they support women? By flipping the status quo, you should buy their M&M chocolate candies, which supposedly are now loaded up with heavy metals, if this claim is to be believed.
I wish we had the X-Files music to just like play as you said that, right?
Well, I would like to point out this is on consumerreports.org.
Okay. They're fairly reputable.
I mean, I don't doubt that there's heavy metals in the chocolate or whatever. I mean, as you mentioned, you can't get rid of all of it. I'm going to die of something at some point. To me, it's just, okay, so I'm getting poisoned. I don't really care.
Last minute caller, I think this is Bonnie. Go ahead, Bonnie.
I was just going to say, isn't it funny how Ian talks about things that he knows nothing about right after making fun of Sarah for talking about things he knows nothing about?
Thing. Well, yeah, I certainly don't claim to know anything about heavy metals and or what they can do. And by the way, she hung up.
Well, that's all she needed to do.
Yeah, she made a good point.
I just want to call attention to this. The Fox News anchor here, we're talking about M&Ms, who somehow ties this to China. I think that makes China say, oh, good, keep focusing on that. Keep focusing on giving people their own color M&Ms while we take over all of the mineral deposits in the entire world. These people are nuts, man.
Wow.
They sound like they need some chocolate. Calm down. Right. Have some chocolate.
Chill out. All right. Out of time for tonight. Back tomorrow. You can join us online between now and then over at freetalklive.com. And Mark is over there at morazan.city, morazan.city. We'll see you tomorrow.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.